And the three of us got together and decided how to do this. We got all the barn quilts, all the pictures taken, and all the stories. And I put them together in this book. And it shows the close-up picture of each of the barn quilts, a little bit about the family who owns that particular barn quilt, and whatever other little tidbit of history they want to include.
Well, that is really neat. And so you're going to be, where are you going to be doing your book signing?
Okay, the book signing will be on the verge of Fantastic on that corner. It'll be inside the building.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly. That's right on Atlantic Avenue there.
Yes,
right?
Yep. Yeah. The old Messner Drugstore building.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, it looks like a fantastic book. It's very well made. It looks really nice, very colorful. And I assume, are you selling this? Can people go and buy it places?
Yes, I'll have books for sale. There's two different versions. There's a hard copy and then a same book with the soft cover, which is a little cheaper. The soft-covered one is being sold for $25 and the hardcover for $40. And all of the human effort that went into making this book, my time, my daughter's time, and my grandson's time, that was all donated. So all the profits from the sale of this book go to the Stevens County Historical Society.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, this whole thing is a project of the Historical Society.
Okay, wow, that is really neat. And can people find you online anywhere, or do they just need to come down and meet you?
They can find me online or go to the museum. They have copies for sale there.
Okay.
And it's also for sale on Amazon.com.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah, it gets a little more exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ward, that's great. It's called Barn Quilts, Stevens County, Stevens County, Minnesota, and the people who live here. It's a very good-looking book, and you've obviously put a lot of time into it because it's not a pamphlet. I mean, that's a legit book. So you said it took you 7-8 years to put it all together?
Yeah, well, the project started about 7 years ago. I had three barn quilts mounted on one of my buildings where I live in the country, and we had an open house to introduce the public to what barn quilts are. And from that, we had a small committee got together, and that evolved into 28 barn quilts being established about 6 years ago, and that has grown now to over 100.
Wow. What a neat story, yeah. So it's going on at Crazy Days, the Verge of Fantastic. What time will you be there for your signing?
9 o'clock, 9 until 1.
9 to 1, okay. Well, come out, support the Historical Society, and get your hands on the Barn Quilt book from Stevens County, Minnesota. It's right here, it's our own backyard, and Ward Wendt took a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of resources to put this together. So make sure to go out, say hi to him. He'll sign a copy of the book for you. And again, like you said, all the proceeds go to the Historical Society.
So yes,
that's really great. You're just a good human, I think. I think that's really cool because you could be trying to make a mint off of this, but because I bet it is popular for a lot of the folks around here because the barn quilts. I'll be honest, this is how dumb I am and how big of a city slicker I am. I didn't know what a barn quilt was until I moved here. So you learn something new every day. But so Ward Voorhees going to be at the Verge of Fantastic right in downtown Morris on Crazy Days, 9 to 1 p.m. for the book signing, and the proceeds go to the Historical Society. Ward, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just welcome everyone to come out and look at the book. Even if you don't want to buy it, look at it.
For sure. Okay, that's Ward Voorhees about his book signing at Crazy Days, the Barn Quilt book, $40 for the hardcover, $25 for the soft cover, or the paperback, I guess I should say. That's all going down at Crazy Days, 9 to 1 at the Verge of Fantastic. Ward, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you.
All right, let's get back into it now. It's Genesis here on KMRS.